Blog Talk Radio.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace royalty, it's a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, steps into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin to pure ugly. Hug me polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turn it back to water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, you're magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I answer if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I press the rose from my garden cause my heat's there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, nav, you're glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes counting spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the gospel on that, turn us out, untain it. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, virtue approved. This is a diva squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Talk to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money I ride, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, non-comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome. I am your host, Rich Money, and welcome to another episode of Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last week, what went down was, we did a repeat episode because, of course, it was my birthday. I also want to give a happy birthday shout out to my baby girl, Destiny, my uncle, Kevin, my cousin, Tink Tink. We got a lot of things going, a lot of birthdays in October, but I want to give out a lot of shout outs, you know. But we did a repeat episode of last weekend, but this weekend we have a spectacular show for y'all. We have the GQ General Question. Like I said, we're going to sit back, relax, and enjoy music as well. And if you choose, you want to get in and respond on a topic for the GQ General Question, which is, do you think it's hard to leave a bad relationship if the sex is amazing? That's the question. So my thing here is, you can feel, if you feel you want to join in a topic, you can do that. If not, you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the tunes that are coming through your speaker. After the general question, we got young up-and-coming artist Young Blizzard in the building, and we're going to be playing his smashing single, Little Secret. He's doing big things. We're going to find out what's going on with him. Shout out to my man Don Jr., CEO, who also doing big things. That's one of his artists, and we're going to have him on. Then after him, we got one of the biggest authors in the building, D. Ann Lane, and we're going to talk about her book, that she got going out, just going through some things that's hitting the nation real hard. So stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money, and we'll be right back on GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
Now make that mother hammer sound like. Wobble, I'm stacking my paper. My wallet look like a Bible. I got girlies half naked, that look like the grotto. High your waist anorexic and then your ass is colossal. Like whoop, drop that air, make it boomerang. Take my belt off, get some pooty tang. Tippy towel, tippy tay, you gon' get a tip today. You gon' get some dick.
I walk in with my crew and I'm breaking their necks. I'm looking all good, I'm making her way. They pay me respect, they pay me in checks. And if she look good, she pay me in some cat. Bounce that, it's the roundest. You the best, man. You deserve a crown, bitch. Right on that.
Dance. Now make that mother hammer sound like.
Wobble, wobbin. Air so fat, all these just vibin'. Bad bitch, I'm your leader. Venom by the meter. Somebody point me to the best air reader. Tell them poop be clean, I tell them poop be squeaky. Poop give me Brian, cause all of them niggas geeky. If he got a man tango, then I buy him a dashiki. And bust his poop be open in the islands of Waikiki. Cause my Aeropress is finally famous and it's finally solved. Yeah, it's finally solved. I don't know, man. Get some air shots, we're off. This ain't popping. Google my air. Only time you on the net is when you Google my air. You're fucking little hoop. Stop fucking up my decor. Couldn't get Michael Kors if you was fucking Michael Kors. Big Sean. Boy, how big is yo? Give me all your money and give me all your residuals. Just slap it on my air.
Now make that mother hammer sound like. Now make that mother hammer sound like.
Cleaned by Computer Wiz 21.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. Like I said, we're going to sit back, we're going to relax, we're going to enjoy some tunes. If you feel like you want to join in on a topic, just press 1. If you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838. But we're going to sit back, enjoy some tunes. The general question topic is it hard to leave a bad relationship if the sex is good, amazing, or whatever you want to call it? All right. So right now, what we're going to do, we're going to get into another single, excuse me, from up-and-coming artist Curtis Jones. This is Treasure here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
So deep, like way down bottom at the ocean's floor. now my thirst for more keeps me coming back for you. True, so warm, you're damn near blowing, melt away my heart. I just want you all to myself, you're so right. I reach for the night, pull down a thousand stars. True for you, babe, she's a silhouette, nothing short of wild. And the way she works to tell me who's the winner now. Best believe I'm safe, that's how you want it right. There goes my shoes, babe, I'm in here for the night. Your heart's racing, my hand's shaking. Stupendous, colossal, epic love making, bringing out the men in me. All over your canopy, tossing, turning, I'll never stop turning. So how I thirst for more keeps me coming back for you. True, it's so warm, it damn near flowing, melts away my heart. I just want you all to myself, it's so right. I reach for the night, pull down a thousand stars. True for you, babe. Look at you, baby. Look at you, baby. There ain't enough hours in the day with my lady. No doubt we heat it up. Some people can't stand it, I brush them off. Sometimes I just get lost in your eyes when you look at me. Nothing else matters, baby. What is honorable makes me what is close to you. Now that we're here, there's no leaving this room. Don't be like way down bottom at the ocean's floor. I just brought my treasure on you. So sweet like the darkest fairies. How I thirst for more. Keep me coming back for you too. So warm, your damn near flowing, melts away my heart. I want you all to myself, it's so right. I reach for the night, pull down a thousand stars. True for you, babe.
I'm at your love for gold, honey. Pressure increasing, gripping me tighter. I'm guessing you feel it now. Exotic, damn, she's a gold mine. So hidden, forbidden, that's right, you're all mine. And I won't share you, darling. For my eyes only, there's no way I'm giving you up. Oh, girl, you're so precious. I'm going down again, baby. Like way down bottom at the ocean's floor. I just brought my like the darkest fairies. How I thirst for more keeps me coming back to you. You're so warm, you're damn near flowing, melts away my heart. I just want you all to myself, you're so right. I reach for the night, pull down a thousand stars. True for you, babe.
All right, Dons and Divas, that was Treasure by my man Curtis Jones. We're going to get into something else a little different right now. We're going to get into my man Mace, All I Ever Wanted, here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Oh, get money all over again, get money all over again. Get money all over again, get money all over again. Nah, nah, double up, double up. What you see? A sincere man or just a bunch of G's? My second guess, the brother will last. It took the whole clique from the judge in the ad. The food is in Aruba, boats and hovercraft. So a biggie love the dough, murder love the cat. Border bins, Gator Tahoe, to my other half. If she got the bins, then guess what mommy had? Why Drake? Tell her way to come and Jackson and Chris. Links and junk, he think we spending nights like this. He said when he grow up, he want a life like this. Sleep all day, plus you rock ice like this. Got girls going, I ain't even touch dice. I ain't trust Don King, I'm a trust Mike. I date Bull Daggers, now trust be the cleaner Nina, cause they don't bust right. I ain't stingy when everybody see the plush light. But I'm ready for the bend, so it look just right. Girls love me, try to get the girl to love Mike. All I need is cup and Kool-Aid, I got enough pipe. Like your life has just been minimized. I ain't your man, I'm your man on the side. You just call me when you plan to slide. And if you ever feel like you wanna creep, all you got to do is just give me a beat. Only way I won't call you back, less I'm sleep. Get my money or land up with a piece. We hit the block, shop a lot. She see a man, but she don't wanna drop the top. And you know that don't really mean a thing to me. Can't no girl ever run game on me. You know me, got a lot of places to be. Spots in Ohio, kicking and see. And I be with older dudes and know the rules. So if a man pick up, I know what code to use. On you, if you don't speak of me, I won't speak of you. I tell you now, we wait about a week or two, then I know what we can do. We can just get our food and stay in, cause people on the block is hating. They know your man and know we dating, so we got to do this just to stay friends. Hey man, I lay back, I zone. You say that it's on, then the girl tried to snatch the phone, so I knew I was happy at home. Come on.
GQ Palace to his next event at the Gasolina October 27th. I will be filling y'all in on that information, but right now, we're going to get into this remix Champagne Life by my man Neo here on GQ Palace. It's Butter Baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
As I come void, watch road.
It's the remix. It's going to be a beautiful night.
CISA, it's Tiffa and Neo.
I got the champagne. Everybody get
champagne
glad.
Champagne Dave, big boat night.
Let's start it off sexy. What do you say?
Out of Jamaica, I can't play about it.
And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. I think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life. Where trouble is a bubble in a champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gonna do it like this.
Yeah.
Money, and what we're doing right now at the Q Lounge, my man is giving away tickets to his joint October 27th. So what we're going to do, once you call in, we'll decide on how you're going to win the tickets and, you know, what the case of it may be and everything. But what I want to do right now, I want to get into one more single before we take it to another level. I want to get into one more single. I think we're going to play something a little different. I think I want to play something nobody ever heard. You know what I mean? Just to put it on a different spirit of thing. So I think the next joint we're actually going to play is... The next joint... play something different just to keep y'all in tune and interact with things. So the next joint, I think I'm just going to play Worth Your Time by Irish here on GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
To have a million thoughts running through your head. Oh, oh, think about where you at. Late night while laying in the bed. And I wonder, when you're out of mind, do you ever have a thought about me?
Slapped in the face with that one. Oh, just got slapped in the face. You don't even understand. But my answer is yes. It's very hard, you know.
Why is it so hard?
Because sex makes up, I think, like 50% of a relationship. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the sex is a lot of time. Most of the time, sex is what keeps you there. You know what I'm saying? And even with a verge of a breakup or whatever, people fight because they don't want nobody else getting the sex. Sometimes it ain't got nothing to do with the money or whatever. It's the sex that gets people so raged up and, you know what I'm saying, be out there acting fool and everything. It's that sex, man. If you getting that good thing, a lot of times you turn the blind eye to stuff that's going on. I ain't even lying.
It's like a little feeling there, girl.
Oh man, listen. however you want to label it.
Like you going in real deep. I can see your head nodding. You like, you just don't know, man.
See my hands flying and all that. Like that was the moment I was talking with my hands. Like, man, like, really? You know what I'm saying? And then you have to snap. It takes a lot to snap out of it. Like, listen, that's just sex. You understand what I'm saying? There's more to this relationship than that. Then, you know, you got to start flipping them numbers. And, you know, what is it that you really want here? What's the real problem here? You know what I'm saying? You get into different things, different aspects of the relationship, you know. What is the security blanket here? What is the real security blanket? Why am I with this
do
person?
You think that causes,
you know what I'm
like
saying? What do
violence?
I want for myself? So,
do you think that causes a lot of domestic violence in a relationship?
I'm sorry?
Do you think that caused a lot of domestic violence in a relationship?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the number one thing that causes the domestic violence is the sex. Like I say, when you got people out there scrapping and throwing down, it's all because of that sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want nobody else with that. That's mine right there. You know what I'm saying? You do have some people that got that sunshine. You know what I'm saying? Got that sunshine, like, that's mine. And then people start possessing you, you know what I mean? Like, not knowing that there's you, there's somebody else just like you when it comes to
sex.
But
what if the relationship is a domestic violence relationship, though? You know,
that's kind of a hard thing, because you know, personally, I've never been in a relationship that, you know, that was physically abusive, or, you know, not even really mentally abusive. You know what I'm saying? I drew blank real quick, but if I look at it, then like, oh no, nah, I'm not about to go through this for that. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, you can get good sex anywhere. People don't even understand that. You can get it anywhere. You got women that pay for it, men that pay for it. Well, however you want to label you, you know what I'm saying? It's out there. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why I'm single right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm being honest, because a lot of times I don't know what I want. You took my I don't know what it is I want. So instead of me confusing somebody else, I'm good. I'm good. I like being single. You know what I'm saying? If I want that thing, I can go get it with no strings attached, if that's what I want. You know what I mean? And then that's not going to control the situation between me and that person. You know what I mean? It's no real expectation. So
I understand that.
Listen, sex is a danger. it's a crazy thing. I ain't gonna say it's dangerous if you're not protected,
but
it's crazy. It gets crazy in a relationship, like I said, because that's the main thing that the person that you with don't want nobody else having. No, they're not gonna get. Now, people forget all about how this person makes you smile because of you know what I'm saying, the conversations y'all have and. You know what I'm saying? And even as far as how a person looks, like, oh, she's beautiful to me, or he, you know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, they forget all about that stuff when it comes to sex. Otherwise, like, wow, she know how to make that thing clap. You know what I'm saying? She looks back at it. She got. Yeah. Oh, oh my God, Rich, it's crazy. It can get real serious.
Wow.
It can get real serious. You know what I mean? So. Hey, and
If
you don't think that you can control yourself when it comes to sex or whatever, you better off staying to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't get yourself wrapped up into this crazy relationship where, you know what I mean.
So would you say sex is a very important part of a relationship?
It's very important. It is. Well, you know what it is now? People see things a little differently. Sex, to me, it's supposed to be when you share your most intimate moment with a person. You know what I'm saying? And you should be able to tell secrets when it comes to having sex and all that stuff, and not have, you know, feel a threat of it going anywhere or whatever. But when you feel like that's violated because the person was with somebody else or whatever, that's when the problem comes in. That's when the problems start, you know. But it's very important, because that's to me, is supposed to be very intimate. It's nowadays people just hitting it to get a nut, and there's no intimacy. So,
okay. Well, hold on. We have another caller. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm.
Hello?
She blanked out.
She blanked out, right? I thought it was just me.
Hello,
caller. Are you there? Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me now?
Did you have a topic for this evening?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Sorry.
Did I hear the topic? Yes, I did.
Oh,
I did.
Mm.
I heard it.
Okay, and what's your point of view on it?
My point of view is, my old point of view would have been, it's 95% important, extremely important, so therefore I wouldn't leave. I would have to stay.
So you don't think it's that important?
The new transformed person would have to say, if it's, even though it might be extremely good and you might not find anything like that again in your whole life, if the relationship is bad, it's time to go.
Yeah, it's time to kick rocks, yeah.
It's time to go. If, you know, if the relationship, you know, for some reason went sour, but that is good, you know, I think that you kind of have to, like, just hope, you know, that one day you'll find someone that can do the things that that person was doing and make you feel the way that person was making you feel. But if it's not working out, it's not working out. And that's not something you can have all day, every day. So when you're all finished with it, you know, you do whatever you do and they do what they do, but it doesn't, like, solve the purpose of the problem. It doesn't solve it. So
right.
I would say at this point in my life, you know, that's what I'm at a point where it's like, all right, you know what? If the relationship's not working out, then there's a million and billion and billions of, you know, out there. So why settle?
Right. Absolutely. And like I said, if there's no intimacy while doing it, all y'all doing is, that's all it is sex.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And to stick around to walk around with a black eye because you got that good nut, you got something wrong with you.
Right. But then after it's all done, then what? You will still walk around with a black eye. And
exactly.
The hour or whatever it was is all gone. Now what? You still feel bitter and vulnerable and hot mess.
Some people like that. Some people like the physical abuse.
Yeah, they do. Some people do like it.
Yep. You're absolutely
some
right.
Some people really do. Thinking that if they think their spouse loves them a little
that's,
more because
that's love.
Yeah, that's love, because they're jealous. You don't want no jealous person. It's not cute.
I think Rich Money was saying something about, do you think that's like some of the reason for domestic violence or something? Is that what you were saying, Rich?
Yes.
Okay. And my, you know, my input to that is I think that nowadays with society and with the kids that's growing up right now, I don't think that they really understand the value of what they have.
Right.
So when they tend to give themselves away to someone that's telling them that they love them and telling them everything that they want to hear, I think that when they just give it away and then, okay, a month goes by or the night goes by and that person doesn't want anything to do with them, I think nowadays they don't stop looking. They just go to the next person and then go to the next person and go to the next person.
Yeah.
And then, you know, eventually they'll run into that person that's going to be like, okay, well, you know what? You're kind of worn out by now when you're not even 25. So, therefore, not interested. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
not taking time for themselves.
Right.
Not trying to really figure out where they are, you know what I'm saying, at that point in life and what it is they really want. You don't know what you want.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're just so blinded by the sex, like, oh, I need it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, all right, you don't give it to me, somebody else will. That thing
mm-hmm.
is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, like your caller is saying, it, mm-hmm. you know, they really don't know. They don't even understand. So
yeah. They have no clue, you know.
Yeah.
See, but I really believe that, I mean, sex is a big part of the relationship. You understand? But I don't think it'll be hard to leave a bad relationship if the sex is good, because it depends on what that relationship is going through, what's the situation in that relationship.
Right.
You understand? The sex could be good, but if you constantly beating on somebody, or if that's just like the male is beating up on the female, or the female is constantly verbally abusing the male, I don't think it'll be hard. I think they'll probably stay, but they'll go get the sex from somewhere else.
Right, right. That's true. Then they right. exactly wind up cheating then.
Exactly. And that's what
right.
it leads to. And that's what I think is a real bad situation a lot of people don't realize. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the simple fact of that.
Yeah,
so,
that's
sex plays a big part.
It does. And like mm-hmm. I said, that's mm-hmm. the main thing a person fears. With somebody else. And you know what? It's just the fact of them being with somebody else. Not they don't even look at the fact like, oh, you can go out there and be with the wrong person, catch something, bring me something. You understand what I'm saying? All the different things like that. It's just with the fact of them being with somebody else, giving them goods that should be yours. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? That's what they, you know, that's just the mentality of people when it comes to cheating. It's all about the sex. Not, it ain't got nothing to do with the money, none of that. Nope, it's just about sex. So, you know, it's crazy because people don't have any limits. It's no limits now, so.
Right.
It's whatever goes.
That's just that. So you believe it's no limits.
Can I just share a story? I know it's probably off the topic.
Sure,
but I think pretty much everybody's on Facebook. Did anybody read about Pinky the porn star, a.k.a. rapper? Did anybody read about that at all?
No, I didn't. You know what? I went looking, and I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
I read it. It was saying that she was the second star that had tested positive for HIV.
Hmm.
And they think that she's had it since, like, 2009, and it started over in Brazil when she was filming some type of tape.
Wow. Well, you know what? That really doesn't surprise me, not being in that field. You understand? But what surprises me is they didn't take more precaution. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's not like y'all didn't have the money to protect it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, y'all supposed to have your own brand of condoms in that position. You're supposed to have your own brand.
Right, but I thought about it because I remember hearing her on GQ Palace. So I'm like, oh, well, let me see if GQ Palace knows about it.
She was on the Monday show when we had Love, Life, and Loyalty in Dallas. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And she was saying she don't use condoms or anything.
Yeah, but then she said something about getting tested, that somebody got tested and stuff like that.
Yeah, she said that people got tested and everything. And You know, they go through the testing situation. So my thing is, if they go through the testing situation, how did she wind up still getting it?
Yeah, how did that happen? How did she allow that to happen? Really?
Their equipment wasn't working. Maybe that's why.
There ain't no such thing as equipment wasn't working.
What?
I'm just saying because how you catch something like that? But Chad, you know, in your line of work, everybody gets tested according to you. So if everybody's getting tested at the end of the day, how are you gonna walk around with a monster and didn't know it?
How do you have a monster?
How do you have the monster? That's the disease that you can't even get rid of, even if you wanted to. You can't even pay top dollar to get rid of that.
That's a disease that's getting rid of
you.
Do you
know when they have it?
What I'm saying is in her line of work, where, you know, the line of work that she's doing now, okay, you get tested probably when you first start. So you mean to tell me that you don't go back and get tested and the people that come in that's laying around in the bed with you, like they only get tested one time, even though they got multiple partners? Where
right.
They do scenes where it's like three or four people in it. You mean to tell me that only one person got tested?
Right, and like you said, only got tested one time.
Right. So what?
But it's like
start, you only get tested.
You're supposed to, and that you should be tested every 6 months or something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
In that line of work, you better go every two.
Every two? Are you right? You are so right. Wow.
I'm just saying, in that line of work, when you think of it, I mean, I don't know how, you know, whoever watches, you know, stuff like that, but I'm just saying, in that line of work, when you look at the different movies, the different videos and stuff like that and what they promote, you know, my thing is, if you promoting something like that and you getting paid top dollar for something like that, then you need to make sure that your hygiene is up to par.
Yeah, you got to be
100%. You know, that your body is physically fit for all of this, because that's a lot. I'm just saying. I see some of those.
You should be 100% on that note.
Right, 100%. And you loving yourself, regardless of how much money you're getting paid, or you going to make sure that whoever's going to come up in there, oh, I want to see your papers. I don't even want to hear what you got to say.
Yeah.
Show me the paper where it tells me that you don't have nothing.
Selling your soul for some money that disappears.
Right. And that's what I don't
think
understand.
You're responsible about it?
Absolutely.
I think so. I think in that line of work, you know, doing the things that they do, I think that, I mean, I know some of the things that I've watched, you know, when in my other life, you know, in my other life, the things that I've watched, you never see anything as far as protection.
No, very rarely, very rarely.
It's like one in what, 50, maybe?
Right, yep, very rare that you actually see it. And she should have been the top, as much of a boss as she calls herself. You should have had it to, like, it's not going down unless it's protection. You understand what I'm saying? Or if I'm 100% sure. Well, nothing is ever 100% in his life. But that you sure that nobody, you know, you coming in here squeaky clean. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Without any kind of disease or anything.
Mm-hmm. Because, well, now look at it, though. Let's just, like, think about it, right? Even if it goes from 2009, we in 2013 right now. Do you know how many partners she would have had? I mean, she would have made a whole bunch of money, but I'm saying, how many partners that this chick would have had? Seriously?
Has had. It ain't would have had how many she's had, male and female.
Yeah, and
you
just
think
from 2009.
Yeah, she has her own thing going on.
Right.
I've seen a lot of hers. But
I agree with the caller. She should have had her own brand of condoms. That's what I'm saying.
Female
and male. What?
Yeah.
Or that one she made? Please.
Come on, you have condom with your face on it. Like, listen, this is how we giving it up.
Now what they gonna do? Everybody that's infected, they gonna do a video together? Like, really?
Right.
You done infected everybody else.
About it, I think a situation like that had occurred before in a porno vision a long time ago, and I forgot who it was. But I know Vanessa Del Rio had it too. Way
really?
Back. Mhm. That's what they say, you know.
Right.
I think she had it way back. But that's the bad thing about the porno field, because you don't know, you could have people get paid, but money talks.
Yep. That's what it's about. Like I said, selling themselves short for a few dollars. And now even with that money, it might prolong your life, but it can't save you.
Exactly.
That money gonna be good to bury you.
But you can't even take that money with you when everything is said and done.
Absolutely not.
It's not like, you know, when you pass away, you're gonna leave money to somebody and they gonna make sure that you can go into heaven.
Right.
You know, or you can buy yourself into heaven and the pearly gates gonna open for you because you're gonna pay a certain amount of money.
Right.
You can't even pick your casket, God forbid.
Oh, Lord.
None of that. So at the end of the day, you're just gonna be gone and the money that you made is gonna go where?
Left here for somebody else to enjoy it.
So that's the only thing, I mean, to me, and even like they have like even like a lot of websites and stuff, you know, and the kids are on the website. That's why, I say all this because it brings back to, okay, well, the younger generation is seeing all of this and they're seeing all this money being made and stuff like that. And at the end of the day, because they're seeing all this money made, they think that's the way to live.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yep. That is so true.
Well, I agree with you on that.
That's true. And it's crazy because, like I said, what are you willing to do for a couple of dollars? You know what I'm saying? Like, but still not. She actually really didn't even put herself first. She put that money first. You understand what I'm saying? Because otherwise, it would have allowed her to say, nah, we got to. I ain't taking no chances.
But I believe that not to protect nobody, but I believe that when they get into that money situation and they see how much money it is and it's just going, they don't even think about the circumstances no more.
Yeah, that's true.
They just think about the money. All right, well, I got this, you know. They're not thinking about their health no more. It's a lot of stuff that they're not thinking about no more.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Willing to sacrifice their lives for a few dollars.
Yeah, but you know what?
Exactly.
When you think of it, in the young generation, only thing that the younger generation is seeing is they're seeing money. They're seeing money, money, money. And to me, and when they're only seeing money, at the end of the day, what's happening is they're having more babies, they're having more unprotected sex, they're getting more sexually transmitted diseases, and 9 times out of 10, they're with both male and female because they're still trying to figure out exactly what they want to do and who they want to be in life.
Yep. That's
so
true.
I don't know, and I kind of like seeing, like, you know, this one person, you know, told me today, oh, yeah, well, you know, this one right here, she did this to me. And only thing I could say to myself is, oh, Lord, did you know this child had herpes when you let her do that to you? Like, really? Like, are you serious? And, you know, HIPAA law, you can't say nothing because HIPAA law.
That's true.
You know, HIPAA law, you can't say nothing at all. But my thing is, so I know something that you don't know, but yet you let her go down on you. So now that you're going to be itching and stuff and you're going to have all this stuff going on, now what? But you thought it was cool. You know, because you like 14 and 15 years old, so you it's cool now.
Yep.
Because you had this bad chick do this thing to you, and guess what? The bad chick ended up giving you something.
Was bad.
9 times out of 10.
She was bad.
Now she was bad, all right. New definition of bad.
Yep. Bad meaning bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now again, they didn't, like you said before, they don't understand the worth. They don't see the worth. I mean, when you're young, you're not really expecting that much.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody needs to tell them. You know what I'm saying? Somebody needs to listen. I'm going to strap that up. I ain't going to say what my kids and stuff ain't going to do. But listen, I'm going to let you know what's really good. Strap that up. It'll take you 2 seconds to put on a condom. Or 2 seconds for you to make him put on a condom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And I understand, don't get me wrong, I understand accidents happen, but my thing is, like, I hear, like, the young girls say all the time, oh, yeah, I'm with this boy right now, and, you know, we went to the movies, you know, oh, okay, what movie did you see? You know, and, oh, we watched a movie at the house. Okay, so you know when they picked you up late at night, when he picked you up and he knocked on that door and he picked you up and made you feel special and told you everything you wanted to hear because your daddy wasn't there? And then he brought you back to his house, and you can't tell me you didn't give him none. That's
right.
A booty call. No, it's
right.
Not. We're just friends. Okay, so that's friends with benefits then. No, so that's friends with benefits.
who got friends with benefits? I lost that one.
No, what I'm saying is, with the younger generation, you know, they don't really understand, you know, their values. So I gave an example of, okay, like someone, you know, a young person that I know, you know, it was okay, you know, the boy asked her to go to the movies, they went to the movies, and in the process of them going to the movies, she said they were going to go to the movies. I said, okay, so what movie did you watch?
Mm-hmm.
So she tells me that she watched the movie at his house. So I said, okay, so that's a booty call. Because when he picked you up, gave you a kiss, made you feel special, told you everything that you wanted to hear, and then at the end of the night, he brought you back to his house, but he didn't even spend the $20 to bring you to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Or no popcorn, or no food. He brought you right to his house. Y'all watched the movie, and at the end of the night, you know that he had a happy ending, and now he don't want nothing to do with you.
Yep.
So that's a booty call.
Yep.
But the younger generation, they're so naive, they don't think that's a booty call. Because she told me, oh, no, we're just friends. I said, oh, okay, so you're friends with benefits then.
Mm.
So my thing is, like, I think that we kind of got to figure out a way to, you know, like, communicate with the younger generation and just make sure that they understand, even females and males. You know, I'm not saying just the females. I'm saying, you know, of course, you know, the little boy, you know, they want a stick, different things, you know, until they figure out exactly what they can do because they're curious about how it works, you know.
Absolutely.
But the female, she only gets one virginity.
Yep.
Once that's gone, then what do you have?
Yep.
So I think we have to, like, learn to, like, educate them on the value of their body, the value of what they were
yep.
given and
yep.
how
it's
important
simple.
It is. And after you let someone use and abuse you, and you give it to everybody you want to give it to, what do you have left? Because no one's going to want to wipe you.
There's nothing. It's nothing left.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And then you feel like a cheap watch once the goods is given up. You know what I'm saying? And they don't want nothing to do with you. Like, dang. Now I feel so stupid. Like, really?
Right.
Now you're going to be out searching, thinking that, all right, I got to give my goods up to see which one is going to be the right one.
right. You know? And once they tell their friends about it, then all their friends going to whisper sweet nothing in your ear, too. And then next thing,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
they're going to
you know,
tell
that's,
their
that's
friends that, okay,
goes.
She's easy.
Yep.
You know? And it's just really, it's really sad, you know. And I think, you know, with the only other thing with the younger generation, you know, to me is a lot of people tend to think that, you know, you can't get pregnant from the pre-cum, you know. And my thing is, yes, you can. And I don't think a lot of parents take the time to explain that to their child, that, yes, you can, you know. There's a lot of, I don't know, Rich Money. I like the Friday show, you know, because you have the open topic thing. And I think that it's important that, like, we educate the young adults on exactly how important their bodies are and how they can get an STD, you know, and
yep.
how they can get pregnant.
Yep.
How important, you know, is it?
Yeah. The importance of a look on Dr. Phil's show. Not well, I'm not promoting nobody else's show or nothing, but he had it on there yesterday. 11-year-old girl having a baby.
Wow!
I was like that nasty, nasty, perverted, sick in the head, mofo.
Right.
Really should be castrated.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Y'all don't even deserve to have a penis. You need a vagina. My
right.
dude.
How old was this guy that she got pregnant by?
I don't know how old the guy was.
Wow.
But you know what? It's insane. But and in their defense a little bit too, now you do have a lot of these young girls out here that are 11 but look 15, 16, 17 years old. Not that that's even old
mm-hmm.
enough. But you don't know how old they are because they projected themselves as grown women.
Right.
You
right.
know what I'm saying? They looking like grown ass women. You don't know how old they are. You
right.
know what
and
I mean?
That's the sad thing.
That's why us as the parents be like, look, I'm gonna check that. You ain't
mm-hmm.
you're not old enough to wear that. You
what?
Understand what I'm saying? Go cover that
exactly.
up. You understand? And then at
exactly.
that age when they wearing little clothes and all that, then who's buying it?
Right.
Who's buying them clothes? The parents or are they
That's
stealing?
That's a good point.
Right.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And if you know that, where you getting it from? You know, who buying you that?
You have to take some kind of responsibility in this too. It's not just that nasty little thing that was hitting it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like I have my little cousin, 14 years old, just had a baby by her stepfather.
By
who? Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
By who?
Her stepfather.
Oh, my.
Yep. He's been messing with her for a couple of years. You understand what I'm saying? Then she got to a point. She said, well, I can't do this no more. I'm going to tell my mom. You should have told your mom a long time ago. But fear comes over. She kind of felt she liked it. You understand what I'm saying? Because she wasn't really getting the attention from her mother. You know what I mean? And and when he approached that, he saw that and sucked that in. And it was like, all right, her mom gonna do is dog out. Her mom knows she was liking boys. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. Now, her mother should have took, once you knew she was into liking boys, get her on down to that clinic.
That's
get on
right.
down there and protect her. Talk to her. Don't yell at her all the time. Speak to her. Speak to her. But he's still on the run somewhere. They don't know where he at, but.
Well, he's going to stay on the
he'd
run.
He'd rather the police get him first. You understand what I'm saying? So,
of course.
But
of course.
It's crazy. Because it's not like he didn't know who she was. You're married to her mother. You wasn't dating her mother. You was married to her mother. So my thing is, he went in with the intentions of being with her daughter.
Yes,
that was
did.
His intentions. He was a nasty old dirtbag from the beginning. So that's why you got to be careful of people you go out there and meet. You know what I'm saying? She met that trigger in court anyway. They were stuck in the elevator. Guess what? You met him in court. That's where you should have left his ass at, right?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Well, you seen the movie Precious, right?
Yep.
All
Absolutely.
Right, then.
I just watched that 2 days ago.
All right, then, see?
Yep.
All right,
that's
ladies.
Crazy.
Well, we have another segment coming up with my man, Young Blizzard, R&B sensation. I got no doubt in my mind. Y'all going to feel his track. This is a single he got out called Little Secret. It's hitting hard, and I definitely know y'all going to feel it. So what I want y'all to do is to give your final thoughts on the topic.
Okay.
On your topic or all of our topics?
Go ahead.
The main topic.
Oh, the main topic. Okay, my final thought with the main topic is learn to love yourself enough that your relationship is not based on sex. That shouldn't be the most important thing of your relationship. So learn to love yourself and figure out who you are, where you're going, what the goals are. So this way you're not basing everything about sex.
In a nutshell. in a nutshell, you know, I hate it. You summed that up pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Got to balance it out. And if it smell like a duck, walk like a duck, quack like a duck, it's a duck. Head for the hills. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, love yourself. Love yourself a little more. You know, put a little more value to yourself. That way you already know what you're going to stand for. So
I definitely agree with you. Well, you know, my phone lines are flooded. People, if you want to get in a conversation that we had, or even if you want to speak to Young Blizzard, the up-and-coming artist, we also have Deanne Lane, one of the biggest authors who's doing so much right now. And we're going to talk to her after Young Blizzard. She got a novel out, just going through some things. And that's when I say it's hitting the nation hard, it's hitting hard, already over 50,000 copies. So I want to thank our callers for tuning in. Make sure y'all tune in for the next episode with Young Blizzard as we play his smashing single, Little Secret. Keep in mind, I don't fake no funks. If it wasn't hot, I tell you it wasn't hot. So stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace, love and
entertainment. It's butter, baby!
For sure.
That's right.
First things first, I pop them. Freaks all the honey, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation. Garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. Am I damn not being a Mitsubishi? Girls creepy when they see me. Navajo creep me in they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friend Papa hit it, then split it in two. As I flow with the Junior Mafia, I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once the grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress with zips and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the sex, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. That song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, made the pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Seaman. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben is traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped, CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send a home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo? I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in it, the finest women I love with the passion, your man's a wimp, I get that as a good thrashing, high fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man, isn't this great, your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewinds, lyrically I'm supposed to represent, I'm not only a client, I'm the player president. I got that good flow, girl, you didn't know. I got that good flow, girl, you didn't know.
Welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have up and coming artist, Young Blizzard. Young Blizzard, are you there?
What's up, man?
What's up? What's going on with you? I believe I have my man on, my man who always doing big things during the matter, Don Jr., CEO. Don, are you in the building?
I'm in the building!
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, listen, I'm telling you right now, listen, I got the floor. Young Blizzard is the truth, and I was Young Blizzard the truth, man. I've been working with him on the behind the scenes. Everybody want to get a major, major, major deal, but they don't understand. It's artist development. Record labels right now, they're not signing anything stupid. Black Investors, big shout out to Johnny D and the whole staff over there. Keisha, let's mention this. Period. But it's a family.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I heard If I Die and I heard My Little Secret. And I'm going to tell you, I like both of them, but My Little Secret is something hard. And I can't wait for the listeners to hear that one. That's something like,
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't hear the other one yet, but I know that's just, I know that's fire too. So Young Blizzard, let me ask you, how did you come up with your name?
Really, I just got it from my dad. Like, I used to stay with him a while back, and he used to do music too. He gave me the name, and I stuck with it.
So your father mainly gave you the name?
Yeah.
So I know at a young age you was also doing gospel music. What actually made you change it to like R&B?
I started off doing like gospel music when I stayed with my dad. He was into the gospel scene, and I was too at that time. But like as you grow older and move around and see new things, you start to develop yourself. So I started to develop myself, and I knew what I wanted to do.
Now, how did your family feel about you changing from gospel to R&B? Was they happy with that, or did they have a problem with that at first?
It was a problem at first, but when they knew, like when they seen what I could do with it and how I used my talent, they started accepting me more.
Okay. So I see you just like a get question done with boom, bop, bang. Okay. how did you come up to meeting Don Jr.? Because he's doing a lot of things in the music industry. He's taking a lot of artists to a whole nother level. How did you get up to meeting with him? And Don, what made you first get Young Blizzard, what first contact you to get Young Blizzard attention? Like, all right, I want this artist. So I'm going to let Young Blizzard go first. Then Don, I want you to come in with yours.
Copy that. I'm there. Go ahead, Blizzard.
I actually met Don Jr. through my manager, Johnny. And when I first met him, we hit it off. I knew, like, you know what I'm saying, he was a cool guy to work with. And I actually thank him for being behind the scenes working with me a lot. He really helped me out.
Now, Don, how did you first meet up with John, Young Blizzard? Don, you there? Hello, Don. Are you still with
hello,
me?
Hello, Copy hello. Copy hello, hello. Can
yeah,
you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear
I apologize,
now.
Bro. No, I mean, I'm on mute, you know. Number one is, first off, I got to give props out to the Indianapolis record label that actually gave me the opportunity to do what I do. And they put their whole brand. I'm not talking about just Young Blizzard. We got Glock and Best. We got T.I. Models. We got a whole bunch of shit. So it's a lot going on. But the thing is with Blizzard is, When Blizzard came to me, Blizzard was very coachable. And my lady, I mean, well, bottom line is, he was very coachable with him being very coachable. My lady said, hey, if you want to get behind, I said, okay. And since I've been getting behind him, man, it's been ridiculous. He makes his interviews on time. He does it early. I like that. And anybody under the sound of my voice, y'all need to get involved with Young Blizzard right now. This is the next Meek Mill. Don't think it's a game. It's very simple, very clean. We're going to feature a couple of his songs later on in the show, but this is really live. It's only on G2 Files Radio where you get the best of the best before it happens. I mean, people don't realize, you know, it's one thing to be Eminem, but that's at the 50, 20 diamond record. So it's a whole situation to be where Blizzard is, and Blizzard is just, he's just getting out there, and y'all need to support him. Now, let me answer the question, and I'm going to kick it back to you. When I actually dealt with Young Blizzard, I was dealing with Johnny D. Johnny D has been my guy, and I got referred to him through Geronimo Bills out of Wildlife Records out of Indianapolis. Geronimo Bills does all my publishing. And he told me, he said, look, I got this dude, he about to make it. He got all the artists to blow. I need you to get involved with it. I was like, nah, I'm not fucking with it. I got enough. But then he told me, he said, this is the one. So after he sold me on the fact, I said, okay. And then when I got to dealing with Young Blizzard, he's coachable. He's hungry. Not only is he hungry, he's ready. It ain't a carnal, thirsty hungry. It's a hungry, like, okay, look, I know my music is where it's supposed to be, I need you to do what you need to do. Get involved. So when he said those things, and he said it with conviction, I said, I can't do nothing else but make this happen. That's why we on the radio station right now. I ain't gonna lie, Rich, you the man. You Rich, you the man. You done did a lot of projects for a lot of people. I gotta throw you under the bus. Your resume is ridiculous, but in order for me to go where I gotta go, a billionaire would not make $1 million by his own demand. I have to reach out to people in your situation in order to make it happen. So while we live on your show, Blizzard is the business, only business. The thing that Blizzard's doing has never been done before. The one thing that I will say that makes Blizzard different from every artist, and this is what makes him different from every artist. He is touching the fans that's reaching out to him. So if you're listening right now, Google Young Blizzard. He's going to reach back out to you. He's going to follow you. Blizzard's about his fans. He's not about Don G's CEO making $1 million deals. He don't care about that. He's about his fans. And that's what Blizzard, that's what made me solid on Blizzard. And that's what got me involved in your way. You saw about
and
his fans.
That's one of the most important things to be involved with is your fans. And I want to thank you for that last, response that you had said, Don. We definitely going to do things. By next year, we're going to have this whole thing flooded. You know how that goes. You definitely know how that goes. Now, but what I want to do, I want to get into one of Young Blizzard's singles. I'm not going to play Little Secret yet. I'm going to keep them in suspense because my lines is flooded. But I want to get into My Swag. Young Blizzard, tell us about My Swag.
My Swag, that originally came to me about, I see a lot of females. I like what I see in females, but sometimes the females just like the money, the cars and clothes and stuff, but I'll be trying to build a relationship with the females. So that's how that song came about.
Okay, well, we're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas, we're about to get into my man, Young Blizzard, My Swag. Also, remember, we're giving out tickets to the Q Lounge for October 27th. We're going to keep y'all informed about that. You have to press 1 to speak to Young Blizzard, and you also have to press 1 if you want to win those tickets to the Q Lounge. It's going down hard body karate, like my man the mayor said. So, once again, this is Young Blizzard, My Swag, here on GQ Palace Radio. Love and
it's butter, baby!
For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Trying to build no relationship with hoes. As far as this go, I want the money too. You wasted it, yeah, you a taste of it. And now you really do. Girl, what you trying to do? Cause you say I got swag. I see you in the club, you was shaking that ass. Girl, I'm like, whoa, bust it down for the boy. Cause I'm a grind hard, play with you like you a toy. Young bitch,
she like
much.
everything that you need. And while we right here chilling, smoking trees.
Doing both.
You're
doing hip hop and you're doing R&B.
Correct.
Yeah,
right now, I
gotta
say it about Blizzard. I'm sorry. Please excuse me for all the G Palace listeners out there in Radio Land. Young Blizzard is the truth, and you got an opportunity to get it before it got blasted. We dropped a video yesterday, and the video we dropped yesterday has already got 1,100 views, 1,100,000 views. So it's no game. It ain't nothing funny. We going in hard. Young Blizzard is the truth. Young Blizzard is my dude. And that's why I brought him to the G Palace Radio, because we're about to actually take this to the next level, and y'all got to hear it first. And the only reason why I actually brought it here is because of G Palace Radio. That was it. Period, point blank. GQ Palace Radio, they do everything that we need to get done. I want them on the exclusive, so when they go on BET, MTV, GQ Palace Radio brought it to you first. Y'all can remember that. I don't know who's up under the sound of my voice, but hey, there's a lot of stuff going on with GQ Palace Radio. I mean, it's a family situation, but this is the one. This right here, that Blizzard's the artist, and I don't do this often. I mean, I lost money on Laffy Taffy, but this is the money. This Young Blizzard is the money. I mean, that's where we ride. Man, shout out to Johnny.
Yeah, I feel you.
Now, all
right,
cause that's what I'm going to ask you. Because my little secret sound like an R&B, so you're doing versatile.
Correct.
Young Blizzard.
Yeah, I try to mix it up a little bit.
Oh, okay. Now, what made you decide to do hip hop and R&B instead of just sticking with one?
I feel like I can show a lot if I would do hip hop and R&B, because like I like to appeal to the females usually, but my guys out there, they hungry for my music too, so I try to make music that they could relate to also.
Now, if you could perform with anybody in the music industry, who would it be and why?
If I can perform with anybody in the music industry, it'd probably be Music Soulchild. Because I grew up listening to Music Soulchild. I grew up listening to his music. That's why I started singing. And so, like, me to perform with him would be a big honor for me.
Okay. Now, I also know you're the CEO of Grind Hard Music. Tell us about that.
I started my own little Grind Hard Music label with a couple of my friends that I went to school with, because, like, I seen they had the mind state for the same thing I had the mind state for. They wanted exactly what I wanted. We was both all on the same page. And so I brought them in to Glock Investments, and we've been going hard.
Now, how did you come up with the name Grind Hard?
Really, because we was all hustlers. We shared that same passion for grinding hard.
So y'all just seemed the hustling thing for it, and you was like, okay, let me just name it Grind Hard Music.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist?
My inspiration and goals, really, my family, we've been struggling off and on, so I really want to see them smile. I really want to help them out. I got a big sister, little brother, little sister, and my mom. Like, I don't want to see them hurt no more, so I'm going to go hard until I can see them happy.
Okay. Well, what I want to do right now, I want to get into my little secret. Tell us about that.
That's the record. That's the record. I'm sorry. That's the record. That's my record. Okay. Listen, I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to do my CEO thing. Man, listen, I'm going to be honest with you right now. Every time I look at my wife, that's my secret. So, listen, go. You got it, baby. You got it. I'm sorry.
It's cool, man. I got a lot of love for you, Don Jr., man. But I really like my little secret. At first, I didn't think it was going to come out the way it did, but, like, as I got really into it, because, like, while I was recording it, I was with a female in the studio, which was my little secret at the time. And so, like, when I came up with the song, it just, like, it blew my mind. So, yeah, I really love the record.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas. Strap to your seats, because this right here, when I say it's fire, it is fire. Here's another banger by Young Blizzard, My Little Secret, here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment.
It's fire, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah, you could be my little secret. Oh, you could be my little secret. We ain't gotta tell nobody. You can be my little secret. We just keep it silent. You can be my little secret. We ain't gotta tell nobody. My little secret, we ain't gotta tell nobody. You can be my little secret, we just keep it silent. You can be my little secret, we ain't gotta tell nobody. We ain't gotta tell nobody. We ain't gotta tell nobody. You can be my little secret, baby, don't tell. Hit it from the back, and you know I do it well. Some other niggas you've been with is lame. They don't know how to do it, so I put you on game. Yeah. Take you shopping, out to eat. Baby, everything's on me. We out here shopping right now as we speak. Baby, girl, you real, real dude. And all I really wanna do is please you, yeah. You're my little secret. And plus, you're beautiful. In case you didn't know, I'ma love you, that's for sure. Beat it up from the back. Serious, it's a heart attack. And if it's love, don't relax. Baby, I'm gonna get it back. Straight like that, cause you straight dang. Come
the girls, there ain't a thing. Cause baby, it's you, the one I really want. And you're to my heart, baby, you that close. Hey, them other girls, they don't mean nothing. Them guys that you've been with, they was frontin'. Now it's time for you to be with a real guy. I'm too fly, ain't no lie. You can be my little secret when you're in the wild. Already know I'ma do you well. Every night, every hour of the day. Baby, you can be my secret as long as you don't say. Baby, I know you can keep your promise. Cause baby, I'ma pay you homage when we get in that bed at night. Baby girl, I'ma do you right. The best night of your life. Girl, that's what you finna have. Let me get it from the back. Baby girl, straight like that. I'm up to gay nasty. I'ma do it if you ask me. All these other girls trash. You're the one that won't last. In my life, that's for show. Baby girl, I'm down to go, train to go, that's the show. Let me beat it up, wanna let you know that you my body. And baby, I'm your Clyde. You told me from the start that you was down the ride. So all these other guys, yeah, you told them goodbye. And you was down with me, baby, that's no lie. I want a girl like you, plus you beautiful. I would say you cute, but baby, that's more to you. So girl, we gon' keep it cool. Straight like that, serious as a heart attack. Baby, that's so fact, we can just be. You can be my little secret, we ain't gotta tell nobody. You can be my little secret, we just keep it silent. You can be my little secret, we ain't gotta tell nobody.
Alright, Dons and Divas, that was Little Secret by Young Blizzard. Young Blizzard, you still there?
Yeah, some.
Alright, alright. Do we still got Don on the line? Don, you still there?
Oh, man, I'm here, man. Glock Investments is in the building. Big shout out to Johnny D. Young Blizzard is that artist, man. Y'all better get on it. Dons and Divas, GQ Powers Radio is going to take you out to the next level. So they grab on and hold on right now.
Alright. Now, Young Blizzard, let me ask you. Because Little Secret sound like something that was like, you know, like you said, a little thing for the females. So, what's your next step? Do you plan on doing something like on another entourage for like the guys, or you just want to keep going as a format for like the females, like you had said in your bio? Is that something that you just constantly want to do, or how you plan on taking that?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep a platform for the females, because a lot of these females, they don't get a lot of love like that. Like rappers nowadays, they talk about, they call the females out their names, they portray a female in the wrong way. And I want to be the one to come along and give the females the recognition that they need.
Okay, so what makes Young Blizzard different from everybody else?
Really, I'm a loving person. Man, that's a hard question to answer.
Well, hold on. I'm gonna do it right now. I'm sorry, but I gotta do this because I love Blizzard. But I'm a boss, and at the end of the day, let me tell you what makes Blizzard different from everybody else. And these are okay. Key things One, Blizzard has a young vibe. That's number one. That's a young vibe. So all you underage people, under the age of 21, everybody telling you, wait till you get older, Blizzard has something for you. Blizzard is ready for you. Blizzard is our franchise artist that was going to take us to that next level. So Blizzard is the man. So when you hear that thing, just like Blizzard didn't have nothing until we got involved, you can't be the next person, but you got to listen to his music. Once you listen to his music, you click the download and download it, it's going to happen. So Blizzard is that man. Now, let me go ahead and just, let me go ahead and calm down. Number one, Blizzard has a unique sound. The thing about Blizzard's sound that makes him so unique, and the reason why I'm so adamant, and that's why I cut him off, was because of Blizzard. He touches the places I can't touch. I'm 35. There's a market for music right now that's between the ages of 16 to 18, and we don't have that. And there's a lot of people up under the sound of my voice listening to this. We over 40,000 views. We on New York radio. I love each and every last one of you. Thank you so much. Blizzard is your person. Blizzard's going to show you something different that's never been shown before. And he's going to actually reach out to you on the Facebook and the Twitter. And that's what's going to make him different. The reason why Blizzard is different, he's very, very talented. But at the end of the day, he is humble at what he do because of Blizzard deserves to be the next Robert Marty Downey Jr. You know, it's like Iron Man. Y'all catching everything before it happens. So with y'all catching it before it happens, it's one thing to be on that situation when you're looking at the VIP and you watching people go walk in the VIP. It's another thing to be in the VIP. So you need to reach out to Blizzard. And then with that being said, I'm going to kick it out to Blizzard and let Blizzard know why he's so important and why he's going to make things happen. Blizzard got the floor.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is first I want to bring on a caller. We have a caller for him. I want to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Okay,
hi.
Young Blizzard.
What's good? How's everybody?
All right.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good. I just would like to say, first of all, how old are you, Blizzard?
I'm 18 years old.
18, good. Okay, my advice to you is to, you know, continue to strive, but before anything else, make sure you educate yourself. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Simply because you have, in the industry, you have a lot of snakes out there that if they don't feel that you know what you're doing, you'll never know. You'll never know. They're not gonna teach you. Or whatever you look, people, not to say that who you're working with now, that's how they are. That's not what I'm saying. My point is just to be sure that you're educated, you educate yourself. That way you can be your own boss. You understand what I'm saying? And not to say that you don't need a camp. Not to say you don't need a camp and stuff like that, but you want to know everything about your business. You want to know. You understand what I'm saying? You want to be aware of that. You understand? And you're at an age where your brain is still fresh. You understand? So you can suck all that stuff in and just know what you're doing. You understand? Know your business. This is what I'm saying. But your music, I like your music. You understand that your music is, the lyrics and all of that stuff was on point. And also, just be able to accept criticism as well as props, because you're gonna have all of that stuff out there. You know, I'm a writer myself. I'm a writer of music, and you know, I rap and all of that stuff. So it's just be aware. But your music, I like it. You know, and as you grow, your deliverance will get a little stronger. It needs to be a little stronger, but it the lyrics and all of that stuff is good. And again, your engineers and all that stuff, they did a good job.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, sister.
Hey, I gotta say this. Thank you so much, because at the end of the day, so many people they tell their personal views, but they don't do it the right way. And you're doing everything right. And I support you for supporting the GQ Squad Palace, because he brings all the ladies. He brings everything before it happens. He had Nicki Minaj. I mean, everything before it happens, he had it. And I'm not going to lie on him, but everything before it happens, he had it. Now, question. This is a real big question for the actual CEO of the brand. Have you missed something? Out of everything that you can drop, have you missed something? And I don't want to take away from Young Blizzard, but I do want to give you an opportunity because, yeah, I mean, from the Mob Deep to this to that, you got everything. And you got sisters calling in. They being real. And I love the way they being real. They said what they feel, and that's good. That's what we need. We don't need hate. We need people that's going to be real and say, as a consumer, if I'm going to spend my $17.99 or $25.99 on a double disc, I need to make sure that I'm getting every dollar worth. So, I mean, have you encountered a situation where, I'm not in a situation to do what you do, but at the end of the day, I will say this. I'm so thankful that we got people to support what we're doing and people are listening. And GQ, you got to tell the people and kick it back to Young Blizzard, but how do you handle all that fame? And Young Blizzard, he got a lot of fame, but how do you handle your fame and kick it back to Young Blizzard? I'm going to leave it alone.
You asking me how do I handle mine?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, you know, I've been in the music industry for 20 years. So it's a certain way you deal with people. You understand? So it's like a certain way as you're dealing with a female. If a female is classy, you act classy. If she acts thuggish, you act thuggish. If she acts sweet and kind, you act sweet and kind. So how you got to deal with the fans in the music industry, you got to go with them about how they're going about it to keep them coming. You understand?
Exactly.
Me being in the music industry for 20 years, I know exactly how people, that's why I pick up vibes. I pick up vibes from people. If I feel something ain't right, I get a vibe. You understand? You can ask my executive producer, who's also my fiance. If I tell her something ain't right with somebody, she'll tell you. I'll pin it out. Something ain't right with this person. Because after being in the music industry for so long, you know exactly who's real with you and who's not. You understand? It's just like holding a newborn baby. See, the music industry is my baby, so it's like holding a newborn baby. You know what's going to make that baby stop crying, so that's what you're going to do to make it stop crying. You understand what I mean?
Ooh.
So that's how I deal with the fans.
Huh? Well, thank you, bro, because, yeah, I ain't going to lie, thank you, because you said some major stuff that I'm going to give it back to you, but you said some major stuff.
Yeah, so that's how you deal with it. No, I was just answering Dawn's question. No, you asked me a question, I was answering the question. But, you know, mainly to keep it short and sweet, because, you know, we talk about Blizzard. That's mainly what I do when it comes down to dealing with the fans, dog.
No, I ain't going to lie, man. I'm telling you right now, the reason why I asked you, the only reason why I stopped your show format, because Blizzard need to make sure that he heard it. Blizzard is the next Lil Wayne. Blizzard is the next Eminem. Blizzard is the next 50 Cent. Blizzard got that music. He got that status. But the whole problem is we have no artist development. The artist development lost its own way once everybody started getting everything offline. Now, Blizzard is a category artist. When I say a category artist, he's going to make us all money. And the young lady that was speaking, I appreciate what you did, and you said what you said, but at the end of the day, I need to do whatever we can to get Blizzard on what you're doing, because you are phenomenal, and can't nobody else do what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I need to connect all the points, but everybody's riding like they're riding, and I had to make sure that Blizzard understand that it's not about how many records you put out, it's about doing it consistently. And that's what you do every day.
Exactly.
That's why I love wine. We're at GQ Palace Radio. My name is Don Jr., CEO. You live. Really live.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it. GQ, you got it, bro.
And that's what it's about. You know, it ain't always about the money. Because when I first started, it's not about the money. It's about helping artists. You know, the money comes when it comes. But it's about helping the artists get out there. You understand? Because I've been through it for 20 years. I know what it goes through. I know about people saying, I'm going to help you out and such and such. And doing everything and getting to that little point, getting a discouraged feeling and everything like that. You understand? So I know everything about that. But I think Young Blizzard was going to say something before we interrupted. What was you going to say, Young Blizzard?
Yeah, I got it. I'm cool.
No, but I thought you was going to say something. That's why I was like, you know. You good? Okay, well, what I want to do, I want to get into your next single. Alright.
Yeah.
Now, this single is called If I Die. Now, tell us a little about that, because that's something real different. So, tell us about that single.
If I Die, it was based on, like, the way my life was going. My life was going in a negative direction at that time, and I had to make something positive out of it. Because, like, at that time, my dad passed away, and that you'll hear about in the song. And, like, it was a vibe around me that I didn't like. So I got to writing that song in the studio, and I really came up with it. Like, the platform about that song was, like, if I die before I wake, I just want my family to be okay. I just want y'all to pray for me and the ones around me. I just want them to be all right, them to have what they need if I'm not around.
Okay. I definitely feel you on that. All right, Dons and Divas. Here's one more banger by Young Blizzard, If I Die. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Young Blizzard.
If I die before I wake,
if I die before I wake,
I pray to the Lord my soul to take.
Please, Lord, my soul to take.
If I die before I wake,
if I die before I wake,
I pray to the Lord my soul to take.
Please, Lord, my soul to take.
If I die before I wake, if I die before I wake, I'll get on my knees and pray. I'll get on my knees and pray. Ask the Lord for a better day. Ask the Lord for a better day. Cause a lot of things ain't going my way. Cause a lot of things ain't going my way. But I struggle, so I hustle, and I'm trying to make a better way. Trying to see a better day for me and my family and everyone who looked down on me. I shame y'all in every way. They saying that I changed since my dad passed away, but I'm good. Living in the hood, got me doing things never thought I could. Crack under the pressure, I know a lot of y'all thought I would, but I ain't never gonna break. Wash the sweat off my face, then go out and get this cake. Tomorrow ain't from today. And you know you can catch me grinding hard every week. Yeah, you know where I be, out on 38th Street with the crew of the mafia. Grind hard, ain't no stopping us. If you got a problem, man, got a problem, dropping ya. Young
Blizzard, if I die before I
wake,
I pray to the Lord my soul to take.
If
I die before I wake, I pray to the Lord my soul to take. And I'ma keep my head up. Ain't never gonna look down. Tryna see my mama smile because I always see her frown. But in this world of opportunity, I guess I gotta do me. Pick myself up because I'm tryna count the G's. My daddy told me once before, never let your dreams go. Never let nobody tell you you can't do it or say no. You gotta get out there and get it if you want it. Don't let nobody take it.
No.
So I got up on it. Now I wake up in Tone Cake. Ain't trying to make no mistake.
No.
But if I die before I wake, I just ask that y'all pray for me and my family and the ones out here in these streets. And I ain't had no kids, but at least I wasn't no deadbeat. Man, shout out to my daddy. R.I.P. I love you. And shout out to my mama. I place no one above you. And to my big brother, the one that only had time, I know that you gon' get out and get up on your grind.
If I die before I wake,
I
pray to the Lord, my soul to take.
My soul to take.
If I die before I wake,
if I die before I wake,
I pray to the Lord, my soul to take.
My soul to take.
You know, I run the streets, I struggle, I hustle. but I'm just looking for a better way. And mama, I put no one before you but God. Dad, I love you, rest in peace. Young Bliss.
Die before I wake.
Wow, that's something like, you know, to really sit there and think about. You know, my condolences as well, Young Blizzard, you understand?
Yeah.
You know, my condolences as well. So that mainly was a song dedicated to your father that passed.
Yes.
Now, I understand a lot of people, you know, they have their times when they do certain songs like that. And I know you said you did it because your father went to pass. But what actually was going through your mind when you was writing that single?
Really, like, all the things that, all the time I spent with him, all the things we did together, he really wasn't in my life in the beginning, but he made that up. He made that time up when I went to stay with him. He made that time up by spending more time with me, doing a lot with me, doing music with me. And when I lost him, it was, like, devastating to me because he wasn't really around, but, like, I shared a little bit of time with him, and that little bit of time I shared with him, I really got to like who he was, and I wanted to be around him more.
That's what a lot of people don't realize in a father situation. You know, it's better late than never, you understand? And that's what a lot of people don't realize. So, Dawn, are you there?
Come on now, you already know, man.
Okay, I'm right now. Make sure
on your line.
You know,
we broke your phone on GQ Savage Radio.
I got it here. I'm in the building, you know?
Nino.
You know, if I don't hear I'm in the building, I get a little nervous, you know?
I'm in the building. Let's get
started. So, Dawn, let me ask you, what's the next step for Young Blizzard?
Okay, I'm glad you asked me that. Now, I got an anti-bully campaign. I got the girl group Karma. It's like the next Destiny Child. And we about to take Blizzard on a world tour, and Blizzard don't even know this, and it's great. I love live radio. That's what made God good. Live radio is important. One thing that I will say about Blizzard is he's very humble, and I thank God for Johnny D, because Johnny... he got to keep me. He got to keep my feet on the ground. I love that dude. It's crazy. But GQ with GlockInvestments.com, GlockInvestments.com, and then we got GIModels.com. All that shit's working. But what's going on with Blizzard is will be on a major tour. I got some things. Damn. Oh God. Okay. I have some major people. I mean, when I say major people, I'm looking at some people that's already about 300 views on World Star Hip Hop, and they ride it with me. So it's a family thing, and Blizzard's man. I mean, Blizzard, he's good. Now he's good. I mean, he do something I can't do. I'm too old to do it anymore. Rap is a young man's sport, and Blizzard got it, and I respect Blizzard. I would be seeing Blizzard for damn near 15 minutes, but we riding now. We got to do what we got to do, and we riding. But Blizzard's my dude, and if you come up, Blizzard will be doing some shows with Nickelodeon and Disney. That's what Blizzard's going to be doing very shortly. He got the words and the rhymes for that, and that's what we're going to do. Period, point blank. Nickelodeon and Disney, period.
Okay, so what I want y'all to do... Blizzard, I want you to give your information out to everybody, let them know where they can hear the singles, let them know where they can reach you at, let them know your Twitter, your Facebook, and any other websites that you want.
What's up, y'all? This is Young Blizzard, Glock Investments. You can check me out at GlockInvestments.com. You can check my music out at GlockInvestments.com. I'm on Facebook, Young Blizzard, on Twitter, at Boy Blizzard, but... mainly, you can reach me on GlockInvestments.com. That's where everything is at.
Okay, Dawn, let them know about you.
GlockInvestments.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I've never done this before. You can catch me at GQ Palace Radio every day. we start our show at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's not a game. Everything is going down. I'm going in hard, and I can't lie. My job is to make the cheese our people, mean our people. And GQ, he's in the building. Stop playing. Y'all playing. Get your MP3s. Get your life together by hollering at GQ first, because at the end of the day, you can't be smooth. You don't walk out the crew until you go GQ. Period. I mean, that's the way I go. I don't have nothing else to say. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna put him on blast. I love when I hear artists grow, and I watch. I'm gonna watch it. And I watch it live on a radio station like GQ Palace, going out 200,000 people all across the globe. I'm dumbfounded. I'm a little choked up right now, and I need to look it down. But when you see something happening, you're planning, and you did everything, you grind to the like your fingers hurt, and then you see somebody get on the radio show and kill it. Young Blizzard, I love you. You killed it. You did what you're supposed to do. Everybody has to play their position, their role. My position is to go up under GQ Files Radio. Mad love to Rich Money. Rich Money do what he's supposed to do. He tells me how to move. And Rich Money tells me how to work projects. So I'm throwing him under the bus. I'm going to throw him under the bus, and I'm going to ride out.
Another thing I forgot to mention, Glock Investments is spelled GLOKK Investments. For a lot of people that might get it wrong.
Okay, all right. Hold on. I'm glad you said that. Let me make sure that G is in golf, L is in Larry, O is in Oscar, K is in Cal, I is in Indigo, N is in Nancy, B is in Beth, E is in Edward, S is in Sam, T is in Tom, M is in Mary, E is in Edward, M is in Mary, T is in Tom. It's GlocksInvestments.com. And I know that's crazy, and I really appreciate you so much that you actually took your time out of your show to give me the time to make sure it's going on like that. Let me tell you what we're about to do with Glock Investments. Glock Investments is the quiet and kept label. Franchise artist Young Blizzard. Y'all heard it here first. And my man, Rich Money, the CEO of everything, he brought it to you first. Glock Investments is going to show everybody how it works when we work together. Glock Investments is that real thing. And then when you get on Young Blizzard page, the one thing I like Young Blizzard, if you like Meek Mills, Young Blizzard's right there. The lyrics, the content, everything is there. So I'm not comparing none of my artists to anybody else, but at the end of the day, I got to call a spade what a spade is. If I'm dealing and I'm playing in this game, I have to be the big joker. So when I got a Glock Investments artist that's on my line and they there, and I got my dog and he's riding with me, yo, listen, y'all need to get with him. Y'all need to donate some money. Yeah, I'm going on hard. Yeah, ain't nobody ever did it. Y'all need to donate some money. It's not free what he's doing. He got to pay every bit of about $300 to $500 to make shit happen. Donate some. I don't care if it's $10, $15. Put something in his account, because at the end of the day, if you bless somebody else, it will come back to you. Now, my dude, Glock, we got a lot of people that's going to make things happen, but at the end of the day, I'm telling you right now, and it just, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get off the mic. No matter what goes on, you get what you put in, and then you return what you put out. So at the end of the day, you cannot respect nobody if you don't throw that boomerang out. The boomerang is you giving some money to my dude, make a donation. I don't know where he can find some donations, but donations are going to come. But at the end of the day, my dude, my people from Indianapolis, yo, Young Blizzard, he don't know about what you're going through. He don't know what's going on, but he got the music, he got the live, he got the look. He's going to make it good for your kids. Connect with your kids. Talk to Young Blizzard. Let's make this motherfucking million. And that's it. My name is Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, based in Sunny Los Angeles, California. Not to be confused with anything else. I'm going to be running a whole bunch of stuff right in your area because of how much I love my man, GQ Palace Radio, and he holds everything down, and nothing moves without him. GQ Palace, you got the floor, bro.
Thank you, Don. group.
Well, Don, you know what? I really, really want to thank you for that. You know what I mean? You know how we do. We're going to definitely do it hard. It's definitely going to go down hard body. You know what I mean? That's definitely how we're going to do it. But once again, I want to thank my man Don Jr., the CEO, and my man Young Blizzard. Make sure y'all get in touch with them. Make sure you check out Young Blizzard's singles. He's doing big things. He's taking to a whole nother level. And once again, Young Blizzard and John, I want to thank y'all. Don, I want to thank y'all for joining us this evening. All right, y'all. Coming up next, we got one of the biggest authors in the building, Deanne Lane. And we're going to be talking to y'all about her new book that she got out, Just Going Through Some Things. I read this book, and so far, it's hitting hard. It's definitely hitting hard. And I'm going to let her know I'm definitely going to finish reading it tonight because these people need to know exactly what she's doing. So stay right there and don't move because coming up next, like I said, we got one of the biggest authors in the building, Deanne Lane, and we definitely going to talk about her book, Just Going Through Some Things. And if you have any questions, feel free to press 1 and ask her. If not, sit back and just find out what she's going through. All right? My lines is flooded. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio. Love and
sweet. It's butter, baby!
For sure.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
Jones and Divas, welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have one of the biggest authors who's doing her thing, Deanne Lane. And we're going to discuss her book, Just Going Through Some Things. Deanne Lane, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rich Money. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, well, good to hear. Very good to hear. Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
I really thank you for taking the time out, you know, joining us. I read some of the book. I ain't going to lie. I fell asleep on it, but let's get into
okay.
the book,
okay.
Just Going Through Some Things. I know Greg is something to talk about. We definitely going to
oh
get into that, too.
Goodness.
With Brenda, yeah, I'm telling you. I Oh, yes. I read it. But what actually made you want to become a writer?
You know, Terry McMillan, the woman of my time, still the woman of my time, she really inspired me with, you know, Disappearing Acts and, of course, Waiting to Excel. So, you know, listen, why not follow in the shoe steps of someone, you know, in her footsteps, you know, and just, you know, grab hold of what she created. You know, she stirred up that, you know, that writing bug, you know. So really wanted to follow in her footsteps, let's just say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Now, you wanted to follow her footsteps, so that what made you want to become a writer. So would you say she also inspired you to become a writer as well?
Oh, definitely. She really, you know, her writing style is just so straight to the point, and it just makes you think, you know. And it also, you know, highlights women of color, and I loved it. How, you know, a woman, you know, of her status can just come out of nowhere and bring women of color into the forefront of, hello, this is who I am, this is what I feel, this is what I think. So I just said, you know what? I'm liking her. I'm feeling her. Yeah, she's my kind of girl.
Mm-hmm. Now, what actually made you name your book that title? That's what I want to know. That's what I
want to know. Oh, what? Oh, my
just
goodness.
Just going through
what?
Some things. And, and my listeners, let me tell you, it's not things with an I, it's things with an A. So
listen, that H and that G and that A, let me tell you something. When women go through life and those ups and those downs, we get in that back room together, and we throwing down in conversation. We never go to the correct way of having a conversation. You know, I could just say I'm going through some things. No, baby, I'm going through some things. And unless the next woman, well, you know, the person in the earshot, no, listen, what's going down there? Because it must be really deep, you know? So it's just a highlight, you know, it's a slang word that we women use to let people know we have some issues we got to attend to. I need to talk it out with my sister friends.
Okay. Now, would you say you have a specific writing style when you write in your book?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. You know, it's not really specific. It's just more or less how I feel the story should flow. I mean, it's not a style. It's just straight to the point for me. I don't like a drawn-out book. I like my women to get straight to the storyline. Here's your lesson learned. Here's the story. Here's the flow. You know, I'm just a straight-to-the-point type of girl.
Okay. I see you got everything intact. You know, you got the book. You got the now. I want to get into more questions, but first I want to ask you, are you working on other projects as well?
Oh, as a matter of fact, this, of course, is a trilogy. A lot of people don't know that. This is the first of three books in the trilogy. This is Just Going Through Some Things, the beginning. The next one will be coming out in April, Just Going Through Some Things, the journey. And hopefully following up the next year will be Just Going Through Some Things, the quest. So it's a trilogy, all in one, as well as Audrey Chanel, a young artist in Elmont here in New York. She's going to be doing my spoken word piece to highlight the title for women to create an anthem. So that's something that's happening as well when the book drops in April, the second book, I should say. So it's a lot going on, you know. A lot of people are starting to buzz about this first book, wondering, like you, where's book two? People are asking, where's book two? Because once you pick it up, it's like, you can't leave me hanging. I'm like, it won't do you like that. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, I want to get into your book that's right
now. Yeah, so let's pull the pages back. Let's get
now,
real.
You got some sex going on in there. You got
what?
Greg cheating on Brenda with her best friend's sister. And I want you to give up everything.
I got you. Listen,
I just
you know
want
how
to
I go
give
down.
A little bit of it just to let them know. So tell us about the little something about the book. I don't want to give them up the juicy part.
Okay, no specifics. Basically, you know, you're going to meet these girls the last year of college. That's what you need to do where the book takes place, the last year of college. And basically, it's about these, you know, when I went to college, we didn't, with the girls that I hung out with, we didn't do much on campus. We did a lot of things off campus, so we were a lot more mature. The book is basically about the things that your parents think you're doing on campus that you're really doing off campus. Okay, so your little 21-year-old daughter, she's not really on the campus grounds. She's up there at the military club. She's at the club a whole county over. The book takes place in Augusta, Georgia. So we have a lot of clubs down there near Atlanta. So there's a lot going on down there. You know, a lot of sororities, a lot of, you know, frat brothers, a lot of things going on. So this is a book that takes you off campus and pretty much lets you know that, you know, when you're coming of age, you're going to get your heart broken. But the question is, how do you deal with it?
Exactly.
Yeah, so while your mama paying
That's
for
the
books.
Big question.
Yeah, yeah, listen, while your mama and daddy paying for books, listen, we in the club having fun, but mom and dad, we really getting our hearts broken because we're running around with this one and that one and we're trying to find ourselves. But that's basically it, you know, and they're three best friends.
What actually made you grasp that specific concept? You understand?
You know,
like, what made you like, okay, I want to write about this specific concept just like this, three girls in college, this man doing this, this man. What actually made you decide to write about that concept?
You know, when I was in college, just anywhere I go, it's not necessarily just college, just women just in general. Let me take that off the table. Women just in general. Whenever we get together, we don't know what sisterhood looks like. We don't know what it looks like. You know, you got the good, the bad, and the ugly. Why can't the good and the bad and the ugly get together and be best of friends? You know? And that's what these three characters are, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And they become the best of friends, and I'm trying to show sisterhood. So I kind of figured, let me start in the last year of college where there's a little bit more maturity on the table. You kind of know who you are. You kind of feel where you're going. And I want to give everybody a framework of how women can get along and be best of friends and have each other's back. So that's just something we just don't, you know. Unfortunately, a lot of women don't know how to get along. There are no rules of engagement. But I want to teach through these three characters, there are rules of engagement. And there's a love, you know, the sister from another mother, you know. That type of thing going down. So that's why I took it from that level. Because, you know, looking around today's society, a lot of young ladies don't know how to have a conversation with one another. They don't know how to treat each other. So I kind of figured, you know what? What can a 21, a 22-year-old really have in common? A whole lot. If they just take time to have a conversation. That's all. It's just a conversation. You never know who your best friend's going to be. Don't judge a book by its cover when you meet them.
Exactly. Yeah. I definitely agree with you on that. Now, let me ask you.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know your book is realistic. How much of your book would you actually say is realistic, or would you say all of it, the whole thing?
Wow, that was left field. Okay, out of left field. How much of it is real?
No, that's a normal question, you know.
I'm going to be 100%.
I'm going to tell you, because the book that you taught is realistic. That's actually what happens. You understand?
Yeah, the book is it's real. I won't say 100% of it's real, based on actual, experiences that I've seen. Not per se I've experienced, but I've seen. And I've been fortunate to have been friends with many of my girlfriends who've been through many of those situations and just been there as a shoulder to cry on. So 100%, I would say definitely real. You're nothing in there is not, it's not so far-fetched.
No, see, because the most part that I read is realistic. I hope I don't give it. Something like the part where he told her about the sister, you know, the best friend's sister and the pregnancy, everything. That's realistic. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, okay, it's realistic.
Listen, this is happening every day. You know, you find yourself in love with somebody and, you know, you think he's the bee's knees and he turns around and flip the script on you. But you know what? That shouldn't be a reason why you shouldn't move on and, you know, enjoy life. But, yeah, realistically, you know, things, when you fall, your first love can do some things to you. You know?
Okay.
Let me think about some things to you.
Some things. Exactly.
Some things.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Are experience based on someone you know or events in your own life?
Oh, based on someone I know, yes, definitely. This was someone that I did know.
Don't mention no names.
I won't. Definitely not.
No.
No. She don't know who she is. I don't got to say a word. She read the book, she don't know who she is. No. Mm-mm. No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not gonna get shot in the streets of New York. Oh no, go ahead.
Now, if you had, like, I guess, you know, you already said who you choose to be your mentor, you know, which is understandable. What books you say besides that you would say that also influenced in your life most?
Oh, wow.
Any other authors?
Oh man, Alex Haley's autobiography of Malcolm X. That is my Bible. Love that book. As you know, the woman, you know, looking at what a man looks like. That's a man to me. You know, he comes from nothing to make something. Irregardless of where he's come from, he's come up just oh, love that book. Well written.
Now, do you recall how your interest in writing oriented?
Well, you know what? Funny you ask that question. Sometimes, you know, back in elementary school and middle school, you couldn't really just jump up in class back in the day and just show out. You know what I mean? So the best way to get at somebody is write a dirty note and leave it in their desk. That's how I get back to people. I used to write that little note. Oh, you know, I said, teacher, oh, Miss such and such, somebody said this about me. They said I did this and I did that. And guess what? That was me. I didn't have to hit you. I didn't have to curse at you. I had to be disrespectful. Pen and paper. I tell everybody, pen and paper will hurt you worse than cursing you out or hitting you in the face. Loved it. Loved to see the drama crying over a piece of paper with some words on it. I write about you. I'll definitely write about you.
Okay, now, if you had to change anything in your book you got right now and do it all over, would you, or would you just keep it all the same?
Definitely keep it all the same. You know, the book flowed. Once I started that first chapter, it just flowed. And then, believe it or not, that first book was only supposed to be just one book. I had no idea I was going to do a trilogy. It just sort of, you know, it's sort of writing itself because there's so much to explain from book one to book two to book three that I have to break up in threes. It'll be just too big to walk around with. However, you know, that would change is that I wish I'd done this sooner. I'm going to take that back. I wish I'd done this sooner. But, you know, what's said and done is done. You know, the universe has this way of making things happen in its own time. Yeah, so that's that.
Do you see writing as a career?
No, I did not. Did not see it coming at me. You know, I just, you know what it was? It was a passion. You wake up, you know, you wake up in the morning and you have a job, you're not happy. And, you know, I didn't think it would turn into a career because, you know, many people say, oh, I can't write a book. And yes, you can. If you write one page a day for a year, it's possible. But, you know, I'm making it a career because it's something that really makes me happy. So I didn't see it as a career initially. But I'm going to make it a career because it makes me happy just looking at the finished product and watching people chase me down the street. And I'm actually watching people run towards me. Excuse me, where's book two? It's a wonderful feeling to have people actually read what you've written. I just think that's one of the, as a career, you know what? It's not really a career. It's just that passion. So I guess really it's not a career. It's what I love to do. You know that old saying, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. So didn't see it I was an English major, so maybe I thought about it. But I didn't see it. This sort of just fell in my lap. Really, it did.
So is there anything you found particularly challenging in your writing?
Oh, my goodness. Just sitting it behind down and getting it done. You know, when you have to sit in front of a computer for 8-9 hours a day and you have to think of how your book's going to flow, that's the only big challenge. It's a given. You know, I like to say, God, thank you for my talent. It's just a matter of just sitting down between husband, child, chihuahua, housework, you know, those things. Other than that, it's just sitting down and finding the time and trying to balance out your day and be responsible enough to still take care of your family, you know, and still try to make everybody happy while doing what you love.
Mm-hmm. Now, every author that I know of have a particular place that they feel they comfortable writing, whether it's the garage, whether it's the room on the left, whether it's the living room, you know what I'm saying? So where you feel is your proper, you know, where you could get yourself mentored into writing, what area would you say that's in?
That would be actually at my dining room table, believe it or not. You know, scoot up in one of the chairs and just, you know, get right at the table, the big family table, and just go for what you know. That's where I'm at. Yeah, I love sitting at the table. It's no one in particular. You know, I really can't ride in the car, but, you know, we'll say the dining room table. That's, you know, listen, at the end of the day, got to set it, got to clean it. Why not sit there and write on it, you know? Use it for everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, who designed your cover?
I did. I actually designed the first cover. It was something, you know, believe it or not, I took a stab in the dark, played around with some of the graphics on my computer, and had a ball. And I said, you know, I could do this, but I did not design the covers to book 2 and 3. I did actually have to step out of my comfort zone and, you know, go out and speak to someone who, you know, who I was feeling to do the next two jackets, because the book started taking off. So I didn't want to keep it mediocre. I wanted to kick it up a notch. But the first cover I did, that's just something fun to do. It was just a lot of fun. I did that. I'm guilty.
Okay.
I'm guilty.
Which is good. That's a good thing, though, because that shows our creativity, your creativity. Now, as far as publishing, it's creativity. Now, as far as publishing, is it self-published? Or is it published by a company? If you self-published, how long did it take? And, you know.
Oh, well, I'm self-published. Of course, you know, it's hard for new writers to get in the door, and why let a manuscript sit? So basically, it took me, I wrote this book, wow, my son's, what, 16 now? He just turned 16 yesterday, same as Charles. This book was actually, let me see, 97? I did this book back in 1997, believe it or not. And it sat for a long time because I kept, as you know, it's the old traditional way. You send in, you know, your query letter, you send in your manuscript, you get the rejection letters. I have over 100 plus rejection letters. So listening to other people who are writers, they said, listen, go publish your own book. And, of course, I had a lot of mistakes in the beginning. But, you know, any mistake, when you know better, you do better. So it took me about really, last year, by the time you write a manuscript, you figure 6 months to a year to really get it perfect. It took me about a year to really just pull it from the, you know, from the shelf, dust it off, and get it bounded, you know, make sure the editor got involved, the blah, blah, blah. But it took about a year of me just really believing in myself, because if I didn't believe in me, who else is going to do it? So, you know, it took about a good year.
Now, you know, they got the covers, the soft covers, the hard covers. You know, what actually made you pick the soft cover? And to get it up on the shelf, how long did that actually take?
Oh, wow. Get it up on the shelf. Wow. You know, getting it on the shelf has been the hardest part. But believe it or not, it's actually, I did the soft cover because, number one, because of technology today, you don't really need a hard cover because everybody's downloading to their Nooks, their iPads. So I said, you know what, let me do something fun and do what they call a big book series. I love big coffee books that are on tables. I love the big covers. They're beautiful. So I chose the soft cover because it's soft, as a woman is. That's what we are. We're soft. And also, too, you can manipulate it and hold it like a magazine. Now, I love Essence Magazine. I kind of figured, let me do it the size of Essence Magazine. It's sexy to lay by the pool, pull that book out with your big sun hat on, your glasses, and pull that book out and, you know, bend it back and just relax. You know, I want to keep it soft and simple for the women out there with your pretty nails and stuff like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to ask you some more questions, because it's a lot more questions that I need to ask you about your book that we haven't even got into yet.
Oh, my God. We're going to talk about the virgin? Are we going to talk about the virgin in the book?
Oh, yes. We're going to talk about the virgin.
We're
going to talk about everything.
Okay, let's talk about the virgin.
All right.
I got a problem.
So I want you to stay right there.
Yes.
And don't move. My Dons and Divas, don't move. We'll be right back for more Deanne Lane and her novel, just going through some things here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Hey, was tight. I know she thought me watching, but was scared to look my way. I know she wants to look, but I think I gotta shoot. Under pressure, don't know what to do. She's got two cuties with her, and I got my peoples too. She put it in one, stepped on a gun, and
to you. Looked inside, gave me a smile, and she blew. What am I gonna do? Where did she go? Hey, I'm thinking of she has gone. I was so big and heavy, open from the door. Like a dream to me, and I gotta make it real. Gotta let them know just how I feel. Now there she goes again, driving by. I hit my horn, she throws her beams on high. I put my joint in gear, and I try to give chase. She disappears again without a trace. Tell me, have you seen her?
Which way did she go? Hey, I'm thinking of she.
One of the biggest authors in the building, Deanne Lane, and we're discussing her book, just going through some things. Deanne Lane, are you with us?
I'm with you. I love the way you say things. Oh, my goodness. Are you going through some things, Miss Money? Are you going through some things, baby? What's going on?
I was going through some things, but, you know, hey, you know, God willing, he'll get me past him and get me around him. So,
I got
hey,
you.
You know, you got to go through some things in order to get through things. To make you have things, so.
Yeah, when a woman's running out, she's talking about, I'm going through some things, you better run and go the other way. Yeah, I got it.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about the virgin in this book.
Wow. The virgin is
okay.
The one that does. Yes, let's talk about it. Let me tell you about the virgin.
I got the book in front of me.
Yes.
So first, tell me, how did you come up with the names for your characters? Tell me that first.
Oh, you know when you think about names for characters, you want something very, simple, something you can remember. Brenda, Rachel, and Lou. You know, they're just, you know, just simple names. I don't want anything too complicated for, you know, for my readers to grasp onto. But you know, just simple, plain Jane names. Cause you know, just simple names. It just popped in my head. That's all.
Okay, now what's with this guy Blake?
Oh, my God. Why you bring him up? Oh, Lord. Blake is a mess. Blake is twisted. He's very twisted. He's that guy that I think every young lady should know about. I can't tell you exactly what he does, but I always tell young ladies, listen, if it's too good to be true, too good to be true. You know? And that name Blake seems a little rough and edgy, so I sort of threw it in there as somebody, you know, as sexy as he may be. Listen, too good to be true. And I'm not even talking about what most people may think I'm talking about. It's just one of those things that come out of left field. Blake is rough. He's very rough. Love it, though. Love him. Love him all the time.
What was the hardest part of writing your book?
The hardest part. Wow. Let me say, the hardest part. You know what it is? The hardest part is knowing where to end it. You know, that last period, that last word. Because, you know, you don't want to be too long-winded. You don't want to be too, you know, overdrawn with your words, and you don't want to lose your readers. It was the last word in that period. That was the hardest part because you just don't know where to stop it. So that's why book 2 and 3 came along. You know, but that's the only hardest part about it.
I'm mentioning names because it's coming to me. You understand? Now,
I gotta watch myself. Go ahead.
We at Theo now.
Oh, Theo. Oh, my baby. Oh, Theo is...
Which one about Theo? Is he
the soft teddy? No, Theo is that guy, you know, again, you know, as a woman, you meet so many men throughout your lifetime, and again, you never judge a book by its cover, but Theo, he's that short guy walking down the street, and for every woman that's taller than the man you're with, don't judge him. Just don't judge him. Give him a chance. Because every short man wants to make up for being short. He wants to be just as tall as the next man. So he can work a little bit harder than the tall guy. But Theo, Theo does some magnificent things. That's all I can say. He's very magnificent. Very magnificent.
Now, let me ask you. Did you learn anything from writing your book? And if it is, what's that?
Oh, me too. Oh, wow. That's you know what? I learned a lot about myself as a person. What I learned is that, you know, as a woman, I realized that I'm not gay or anything. Not to knock it. Hey, it's for everybody, you know. But the thing is, as a woman, I love women. I just think that the way we're raised and the way we talk about each other, the one thing I learned through this book is that I learned how to give, you know, I guess for me, just knowing that knowing women, we just always need to talk, and I now know how to talk more to women instead of just, you know, sucking my teeth, rolling my eyes, and getting jealous of her in the room. There's no need for that. You know, we all have this common thread. We're women. You know, we're beautiful creatures. And through this book, I got to tell a story about three beautiful women. And each of them is so different in their own right that when I do meet a Brenda Rachel Lee, I can actually recognize her when I run up on her and say, you know, I know how to address her. That's the beauty of it all, you know, and it's just, that's the one thing I learned. I'm able to now talk to women, and I taught myself that through this book, and it's, you know, just being a lady. Always be a lady, no matter what. That's about it.
Now.
Because I can tell you some other things I learned. I need to shut my mouth, but go ahead.
Now, let me ask you, which one is your best character in the book?
Oh my God! Wow, that, you know what? The one I feel the most is Brenda. She goes through a lot, and she still is that. She's just a beautiful person through and through. And no matter what she's going through, she's true to herself, and she's just takes it on the chin. She wears her heart on her sleeve, and you know when she's kicked down, she gets right back up. I love her, and I wrote her. For every woman, I guess for me too, you know, if I go through some things too. And I wrote her, I guess, in the light of me, you know, and I guess to showcase who I am as a woman. She's the one that's more like me as far as personality. And she's that girl that every man, she's a grown man's fantasy, put it like that. Okay, she's an old-fashioned girl, she's so clean.
Okay,
and she do a lot of things that, you know, that if you teach her, she'll do it. She has no problem doing it for you. But, you know, at the end of the day, but she still gets her heart broken a lot, you know, and I'm not going to give away a lot, but she still knows how to get up, and she still knows how to embrace the day with a smile and know that tomorrow's going to be a better day based on the lessons she learned today. But she keeps it real, though. She's going to keep it real. She keeps it real.
Okay, okay, that's your favorite. That's your favorite character.
That's my favorite
now,
character.
What is your favorite part of the book?
Oh, I know we got sex in the book now. I know everybody's talking about the word sex. Okay, my favorite part. Oh my goodness, you're making me go there. Let me see. There's a couple of favorite parts, but I guess it's the one where actually, you know, when a woman thinks she's made love and she's finally now with someone who really shows her how to make love, and she's finally realizing what that moment feels like. In the book, there's a moment where one of the ladies is actually having her first orgasm. It's a beautiful thing. And she didn't know before having the relationship with this man what an orgasm felt like. And he took her there. He made her weak in her knees. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of men up there thinking they jumping up and down, oh, I'm the man. No, you're not the man, bro. You didn't do your job. Because she had to go and get boyfriend number two to clean up your mess, per se. And you want to know why she don't look at you the same way sometimes. You know, like, But no, and you know, in the book, it's about a woman having her first orgasm. And I just thought that's something I needed to put in that book because, you know, you're young, you're out there having sex. What are you really doing? So I gave you like a little guide, what it could look like, what it could look like. You know, some people get a little kinkier, but hey, I didn't go there.
Now, let me ask you, in your opinion, what comes first, the character story or the idea for the book?
Oh, wow, the character story. Definitely the character story. Everybody, you know, everybody has a story. Even you too, Rich Money. You got a story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can see myself writing about you. You know, the guy, beautiful radio station, the voice, the character story. You know, you got a story. I know you do. I know you do. And I can imagine putting
you
somewhere.
You know I can write a book.
you can write a book. I know you can write a book. Oh, yes. It's just, you know, the character story is so important to me that, you know, I have to find out what it is about that story that the next person may need to know. Because many times, you know, we walk around this earth and we don't have an idea about how to live on this earth. And sometimes, you know, you have to live through other people in order to know how to treat other people and, you know, exist on this earth. So I try to pick characters who have a timeless story to tell that any young lady, any young man picking up my book can say, you know what, I've been through that. And this is how I could handle it. This is how I should handle it. So I always think, look at the story. Is it worth, you know, every story is worth telling, but I try to go for the more powerful, down-to-earth, realistic storylines that we all can relate to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what is your main writing routine?
Oh, what? I'm up at, what, 2 in the morning till 6 in the morning writing. I'm a night owl. When I write, my best writing is done between the hours of 1 and 6 in the morning. So I'm up in the wee hours of the morning writing. That's my routine. Because for some reason, during the day, I get in a big fog, and I can't seem to let, I don't know, my body doesn't flow as it does between 1 and 6. Yeah. My head's a lot clearer in the morning. I think most people, if you get up a little early in the morning, you find that you think a little bit clearer before the day gets a hold of you. That's my routine, basically. Then I cook breakfast with the family, you know, and handle my business of the day.
Now, if it came to the point of someone's coming up to you as wanting to be an up-and-coming writer, what advice could you give them to help them out?
Oh, wow. Writing is a process. Everybody needs to know that. Some people think, oh, I'm going to sit down and write. It's a process. It's a lot of, you know, pre-writing, drafting, you know, rereading, digesting it, putting it down for a week, picking it up. Just remember, you know, the process is a lot, you know, the process is the worst part. Writing it is the easiest part. The process of making sure it flows the way it should read the way it should. That's about it. Just focus on the process and you'll be just fine. Yeah. Believe it or not, if you can write a book in 30 days, I take my hat off to you. But if you take a year and write a book, you'll write something timeless. I believe.
So mainly your novel is letting females know what's going on. Let me ask you, what's your main concept of the novel? Because I'm reading and I'm like, wait a minute. I see the three females. You got one good guy, but then you got this other guy that's like,
He don't know what he want out of life.
Listen. The book is actually wrote this book for men. Believe it or not, this book is actually for men. Believe it or not, even though women are picking it up, the book was written with the idea that a man would pick this book up, hide out somewhere in his house, seriously, go read it on the down low, and come back and actually say, you know what, these three different women are so different. I'm pretty sure most men have run into these three types of women, like I said, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's written for men to know that, you know, listen, this is the flavor right now. How do I deal with this type of flavor? You know, so Brenda, Rachel, and Lee are really written for men to get to know what women like and what they dislike and how they should be treated. It's really for a man. So,
wow.
That's how I saw it. But then when the women, of course, you know, if women on the cover, men are not going to pick it up. But it was really written in the idea that, you know, I could leave something behind for a man to say, you know, what do women think? How do they feel? How should I make love to her? Well, here's a book. It's written in entertainment way.
So far, I'm like, wow, but we have a caller. Let me see if they still there. I had them on hold for a while. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
hello.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You just answered a couple of my questions.
I was waiting
for so long, and I'm like, okay.
Well, my conversation was getting so good. I do apologize because the conversation we just going on at it. And it's getting so good. It's like, I had Arthur Zuman, but it's like, she's just bringing it out, and I apologize.
I apologize
to everybody. If you want to speak to Deanne Lane, just press 1 to go on the air. If you're on your PC, the number to call 347. I'm going to give out my cell phone number. See, you got my model.
The
number to call is 646-238-38. And press 1 to go on the air.
All right. What was one of your questions? I would love to.
Well, one of my questions was in the book. What would you say, is it geared for women or geared for men? Because looking at the cover, automatically I see like a strong black woman, and it just says strong all over it. But then you just answered it.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked that question. A lot of people are asking me, you know, I've had a guy actually read the book, Outside of Its Money, you know, and this one man, he actually came back and bought a couple books for his daughters. And asked me where book 2 was. He said, I learned so much about women. It's geared towards anybody's willing to just get past the cover. But, you know, it's for anybody who's willing to take the chance, though, the dare to dive in, you know?
Right.
You know.
Right. So kids could read it also.
No. Girl, woo! One of them little kids say, Mommy, what is this? This what you and Daddy do? No. I would prefer anybody 18 and over for explicit reasons only.
Of course. Like the virgin part of it. Right.
Yeah. Ooh, girl.
Okay.
Oh, no. But, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wow. Okay. And then where is it available for purchase?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and, of course, my website, www.deannelane.com. I'm there for purchase. Yeah.
Is it available on Kindle?
Yes, it is. It's also available for download for Kindle, PDF as well, everything. Download immediately on both locations, all three locations, I should say.
Okay, so your website, Amazon, and then what was the other one? I'm sorry.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and, of course, deannelane.com, yes.
Okay, now my last question is, in your book, because I haven't read it yet, but of course we see that, you know, a lot of women, I'm going to just say black women, you know, they don't give each other credit. You know,
right.
They're quick to put the other person down.
Right.
Does your book touch about that at all? Does it touch on that at all? Definitely.
My book is all about positivity, you know, everyone being positive no matter what. You know, your girlfriends, you can't pick and choose sometimes who your sister friend is going to be. And the idea behind my book is to make sure that I, as a woman of color, show that, you know what, I'm going to make sure I respect the next woman of color, just any woman, period, doesn't matter. We're all in the same room together. If you got on a beautiful dress, I'm going to tell you, girl, you look good today. You're beautiful. I love your hair. You know, my thing is about us building each other up because you're always so busy tearing each other down.
Right.
I'm not into
that
at all, and I don't allow it to happen in front of me. I will check another woman real quick, pull her to the side, say, excuse me, let's have a conversation. You don't ever do that to another woman because the first woman you love is your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people all the time, that's a woman.
Right.
And if a woman to woman, have some respect. And always, and always embrace each other. I love when women embrace themselves with each other. I love it.
And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, women don't do, to me, they don't do enough. You know, they're quick to bash each other or talk about them, you know. But no one actually says anymore, okay, well, I like your dress or I like your shoes. You know, they're quick to say, oh, girl, did you see those shoes over there?
No.
Or, you see her hair? You know, it's like sometimes it's hard to find a positive, you know, in people because they're, as soon as you meet them, you can tell the negativity is right there. Like, you can, it just screams right from them.
Yeah, exactly. So, like you say, so you could feel it. You know how that wind blow. It could be a good wind, a hot wind, a cold wind. And when you feel that cold wind, you turn your back and keep it moving and find yourself a nice, smooth, warm wind and keep it moving. I mean, again, I look at women who are negative and say, you know what? You need to spend some time with yourself, fall in love with yourself, because when you fall in love with yourself, you're going to fall in love with everybody else around you.
Right.
You know, and that's where that hate comes from. You don't love yourself. I love me all day long, all night long.
That's right.
At the end of the day, I want to make sure the next woman next to me say, listen, you know what? You think you're not pretty? Let me show you what's beautiful about you. Because then we don't all look alike. But at the end of the day, like you said, we don't do it enough. And I just love when another woman can say, girl, I love that. Like you said, I love that dress. Where did you get it from? And you know what? You're looking good in that dress. You don't wear it like I do. You keep doing it. You know, and I just love to see that all the time. So I appreciate you asking that question. Many women, you know what, I come across so many women, they do not ask that question. I'm like, what is with this not helping each other and, you know, congratulating each other and celebrating one another just for no reason, not because I'm at a party or I'm in church, just because I'm walking down the street, I say, girl, ooh, let me stop. Girl, I love your pants. You look so good today. It's just... You don't know what she went through. Like I said, she's going through some things that morning. Walking down the street, she got a little frown on her face. Stop and tap and say, girl, you look good today. You're a beautiful woman. That would just change the whole way she would she would change everything about her for that day.
Right. So, see, you know what? We need more women like you around because in this world, and you would think that in this time where someone needs somebody, you know,
well, thank you.
You're going to need somebody, and I think that, you know, when you don't have a sister, you know, older sister, younger sister, I think it makes sense to be able to meet someone, a positive person, you know, because
you're right.
I meet people all day long, but I can count on one hand the amount of positive people that's not trying to, like, beat somebody down or talk about them or be disrespectful, you know. So we need, you know, definitely a round of applause for you because we need more women like you.
Thank
so this way you can show them.
I appreciate that. You know what? Listen, I'm not just one. You make two. You make two today for me. So you know what? You and I can walk arm in arm, and I appreciate you for being positive because, like I said, you know, I'm glad that we both can feed off each other and just, you know, like I said, this is a conversation, like, this is what women, like you and I, we should women should be doing this all day long with one another.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
But we just don't do it because the haters, I love a hater.
Yes.
I love to sit right next to him, go tap him around on the shoulder. Hey, hater, how you doing? What's wrong with your life? What's wrong? Your man didn't come home last night. Don't be mad. Get up and take yourself out and go have a nice dinner. Go to the spa. Go do something nice. Don't hate me because my man came home, whatever
That's
the case
home.
May be. But yeah, don't hate me because I can wear them shoes. I went and got my corns clean yesterday. You know, you can wear them shoes too. Get your corns clean too. But at the end of the day, you just have to help each other. Understand how you do what you do, and if she wants to do what you do, ask me. I'll tell you. And you know what? We may become the best of friends.
That's right. I'm excited. I can't wait to read. I'm going to go on Amazon right now because I have my little Kindle, and I put all my books on Kindle because I can carry that around all the time with me.
Very good.
It's
you know, sometimes it's like, all right, I don't want to carry around a lot of books, so I put everything on my Kindle and on my break. I can read it without a problem at work. I can read it when I'm in a car. So I can't wait and keep up the good work, and I'm
very proud of you. I appreciate you for calling, and thank you. And I'm proud of you, too, for just being – listen, thank you for just being a positive woman. I appreciate you that on every level, and I salute you.
And I just want to let everybody know, when you get this book, my lines is flooded, make sure you get this book, because it's definitely, you know, it's on fire. That's all I want y'all to know, that this book by Deanne Lane is definitely on fire. And it's going to, it's teaching you some things as well, because a lot of younger generation of females and male as well don't even know what's going on. You understand? And that's the bad thing about it. You know, a good friend of my daughter's just got killed, her and her mother, because of a domestic violence. You know, you understand?
Wow.
And it shouldn't even be like that. You know, if I'd have knew the guy personally, I'd have broke his neck. Sorry to say it on live radio.
Okay.
We have over 60,000 listeners, but it is what it is. I would have broke his neck myself.
Hey, listen, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. Yeah, I understand. My condolences to the family.
But Deanne, I want to thank you for joining us. What I want you to do is give everybody your information. Let them know where they can get the book. Let them know how they can get in touch with you, if you're on Facebook and Twitter and SoundCloud.
Okay,
let them know all your information.
All my information? Okay. My website, here I go, www.deannlane.com. That's DEANNLAIN. You can find my book there. You can find my book at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. I'm also on Facebook, Deanne Lane Writes. I'm also on Twitter, Deanne Lane. And, of course, my contact information is on my website. You can find me there. And, you know, just things at DeanneLane.com is also my email. You can find me there. And please go enjoy, and you know I hope to be back soon in April, you know, to talk to you about the second book, so you can tell
me.
You know,
I don't know if it's up to you. We want to give them a little piece of the second book, because
if you read the first book, you know the first book leads into the second book to give you a little heads up. It's just going through some crazy things, some old things, and some new things. We're a little twist and turn here and there. And I'm just going to tie up a lot of loose ends from book one and tie it all up in book two to leave some things open for book three. But basically, all the questions you have in book one will be followed up in book two. Just come on in and enjoy, because the kinky things that you know, you don't want to talk about in public, you can actually read them in my book in a very nice, clean manner, like a lady.
And you know what? I got to apologize to the listeners, because I was supposed to also be giving out tickets for the Q Lounge. We're going to get them, because the event ain't until October 27th. So, people, you can definitely call in next weekend to win your tickets to the Q Lounge for the event going down October 27th. You might even be able to win them at the end of the week, because DQ Cloud's got 8 different episodes. So, I'll decide on which show we're going to put them on for you to win those tickets to the Q Lounge.
All right. Rich Money, thank you for having me.
I want to thank you for joining us, and you know you're welcome back anytime. We're definitely going to be supporting your book. I'm going to look into some things, definitely get you hooked up with some things if you need to get hooked up with. I'm going to do all I can, because, you know, it's nothing but love for me and you, Deanne.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Rich Money. I appreciate you, baby. Appreciate you.
All right.
So thank you. Have a good night. Enjoy your Friday evening.
You too.
All right, now we'll talk soon, hopefully. Bye bye, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Bye bye.
All right. Deanne Lane, Dons and Divas. Make sure y'all go get her book. Like I said, it's on fire. Ain't no question about it. It's definitely on fire. Now, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests, I want to thank the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Excuse me. Don't forget, GQ Palace has 8 different episodes a week with 11 different hosts. Sunday, we have Spiritual Sunday with Miss Lavina Polite, bringing you the gospel, quoting scriptures of the Bible. Feel free to call in and give your testimonies as well. That's Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m.
Right after Miss Lavina Polite, we got Crossroad Temple with Faith Walker from 9 to 10, as she'll be bringing you the most powerful interviews on hip-hop, gospel, and gospel artists as well. That's from 9 to 10, Crossroad Temple with Faith Walker. Then on Monday, we have UAR, Unsigned Artists Radio, where we play nothing but the hottest up-and-coming artists and pioneers, exclusive music never heard. That's 8 to 9 on Mondays, which we're thinking about changing it to 8 to 10. I'll keep y'all informed about that. On Tuesdays, GPS, GQ Palace, Sports with the Mayor, bringing you the bigger picture. How he say he's doing it? Hard Body Karate. That's Tuesdays, 8 to 10. Then, on Wednesdays, coming back at you, doing it big time, we got the Diva Squad in the building, Rachel, T, and Angie, bringing you their grown and sexy topics and playing the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B from 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. Then from 9 to 10 on Wednesdays, we have Fallout Comedy with comedian Rakim Chick Singleton, bringing you the funniest laughing jokes and hilarious, oh, how could I say it, funny things going on the radio live. That's from 9 to 10 on Wednesdays. On Thursdays, you got Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin, giving you that truth-to-the-matter feedback on relationships. That's 8 to 10 on Thursdays. Then on Fridays, you're right back here with Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Once again, I want to give a rest in peace to Ida and Janaea, who was killed in a double homicide by her ex-boyfriend, who was 19 years old. You know, Jana and Ida Randolph, rest in peace. You know, you're going, but you're never forgotten. Y'all know we love y'all, but God loves y'all most. And on that note, I want to wish y'all a safe and blessed weekend. Also, happy birthday to my baby girl, Destiny. I got to tell her a happy birthday. My birthday was on the 5th, her was on the 9th. My uncles is on the 10th. My cousins is on the 15th. But happy birthday, baby girl. She went into a situation, but I know you're going to feel better. Everything's going to be all right. Very much.
To the palace if you want to, a cruise thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell. want you. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.